Former Vice President Joe Biden holds a slim lead over President Donald Trump in Arizona, among other key battleground states. And a report from AARP indicates Biden's lead is being bolstered by a key reliable voting bloc, Arizonans 50 and older. In 2016, Trump had a 6-point advantage among voters between the ages of 50 and 64 and a 9-point advantage among voters 65 and older, according to the Pew Research Center. Now, the president has fallen behind, ceding valuable votes in the 65-plus category in particular to Biden. That just might be the advantage Biden and Democratic Senate candidate Mark Kelly need to turn Arizona blue. For more on what is driving this shift among older voters, I spoke with Dana Marie Kennedy, director of AARP Arizona.
You know, it was really interesting, Lauren. We did some focus groups, and what was very enlightening is COVID. COVID has had a tremendous impact on our most vulnerable, including that 65-plus voters. And they're very concerned about potentially getting COVID, a vaccine about COVID, and also the response to COVID. And so I think what you're seeing is a very reliable group of seniors, mostly known as the Reagan seniors. They are shifting. And they're no longer a dependable block of voters for Republicans. So according to our poll, President Trump trails the former vice president by 2 points. However, neither candidate is very popular. Voters 50 plus have an unfavorable view of Biden and 50% of unfavorable view of Trump, 51%. And what's interesting is senior women are leaning towards Biden at 51%, and senior men favor Trump at 51%.
So it's really tight on both counts, though, right?
It's very tight. So this is not a block of voters that either candidate can completely count on.
So you mentioned you also did focus groups on this after the survey was conducted. What did you hear from voters here in Arizona in this demographic about the way the pandemic has changed and why the pandemic has changed what they might have thought about the president?
You know, if I think back of, you know, the individual responses, they don't feel that he's taking this seriously. They also don't think that he's responded well to the virus. And they, you know, basically said that they didn't think that he was keeping them safe. It's just so closely divided regarding how they view the issues, but they want to support the candidate that they think is protecting them the most. Trust is also a factor in this election. So they also wanted a candidate that they felt that they could trust. And I think that, you know, they're leaning more towards Biden because they feel that he's more trustworthy.
I want to also talk about the issue of voting by mail here, because this was something you asked voters about in this survey. The Republican respondents in particular indicated a pretty significant distrust in voting by mail, suspicions around which the president has talked about for sure. Could that have been a fatal move in this election, particularly with regard to this group of voters who, you know, maybe doesn't want to go to the polls in person this time around?
You know, 61% of the ballots that have been received so far are people 55 and older. Mm. And I do think, you know, you've seen in the survey, you know, Democrats are the majority that are planning on voting by mail. Most of them probably already have voted and turned in their ballot, and it's been confirmed that they received it. And you have, you know, a group of Republicans that are going to go to the polling place on election day. And so I think that, you know, most of our seniors do believe in the Postal Service. You know, they've never seen a day that their mail has not been delivered. And so I think that that absolutely might have been a strategic flaw.
Just 22% of total respondents indicated they would vote in person on election day, as you're getting at there. Do you think that this pandemic, and maybe in other ways we're not even thinking about here, how do you think the pandemic could have an impact on turnout, especially for seniors this year?
Well, I think that we're going to see a huge turnout for seniors. They traditionally do turn out. And I think that they're also going to have more influence in ways that we may not see. We know that, you know, intergenerational voting with a family is important. I think you're going to see a lot of seniors reminding their children and grandchildren, making sure that they vote. You know, this is 100 years of women being able to vote. And I think that women will absolutely turn out to vote in huge numbers. As I said earlier, you know, 61% have already voted by mail, and I think they absolutely will influence the outcome of the election.
Last question for you, Dana. So we've talked a lot about the things that are dividing seniors as they head into this election, many issues they disagree on and candidates they disagree on. But what unites them? Are there issues that everyone in this survey seemed to agree were important, even if they might disagree on how to handle them?
Yep. 72% are concerned that politicians will cut Social Security to pay for general government spending. Arizona's 50 and over say that they were more likely to support a candidate who advocated for strengthening Medicare, 88%, protecting Social Security, 90%, and lowering prescription drug prices, 88%. So the least important issue was supporting family caregivers with paid time off or with tax credits. But again, that was 73%. So I would say that these issues that are important to senior voters, Social Security, Medicare, prescription drug prices, and supporting caregivers do unite this group of voters.
All right. That is Dana Marie Kennedy, the director of AARP Arizona, joining us. Dana, thank you so much for coming on the show to talk through this.
Thank you, Lauren. I appreciate it.